Haliva has become the first senior figure to step down over the assault, in which 1,200 people died. Our international affairs editor, Dominic Waghorn, has been reading the resignation letter.
He says the intelligence division did not live up to the task we were entrusted with. Throughout my duties, I knew that alongside authority comes heavy responsibility. That he's talking about the events of October the 7th and the massive intelligence failure that led to that happening. He says it is a terrible burden, that failure, that he will live with all his life.
The Deputy Foreign Secretary says police need better leadership after an officer told an anti-Semitism campaigner he was being openly Jewish. The incident happened near a pro-Palestinian demo in London. Former Met Superintendent Nusrit Mehtab thinks the officer was trying to do the right thing.
There's a lack of cultural awareness, cultural competency, and that comes back to leadership and training. The Met don't have a cultural awareness training, yet they're policing the most diverse city in the world.
New measures have been announced to make it easier for police to protect victims of stalking. There'll be a lower proof threshold for officers in England and Wales applying for protection orders. Rishi Sunak will hold a news conference shortly on the day he hopes his Rwanda bill will finally make it through Parliament. The latest showdown between the government and the House of Lords over the plan to send some asylum seekers to the African country could go late into the night. Ryanair has accused a consumer group of fake news after it claimed budget airlines aren't always the cheapest, which suggests British Airways worked out to be less expensive than the Irish carrier, as well as Wizz Air, on 2 out of 3 routes. And Victoria Beckham says she never felt as loved as she did during her 50th birthday celebration. She hosted the party in central London over the weekend. That's the latest. I'm Alec Wilkinson.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Alex.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the temperature today, let's have a look. I was going to put on a linen shirt, and then I said, what's the temperature, Alexa? 11 degrees, think not. Light rain showers and a gentle breeze, it's saying, for today. Now, let's have a look and see when the rain's likely to happen. Possibly, maybe about sort of 9 o'clock. 6-7 o'clock, it's about a 30% chance, so it might miss us, but it should be dry for most of this afternoon, in the morning into the afternoon, but again, still feeling a little bit nippy.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance on The Breakfast Show. He's back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. And you've got me for the next 3 hours. Plus, Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop on Crown Street in Brentwood is going to be popping in and talking about the bookshop and events that are coming up on in the bookshop and on Crown Street as well. Yeah, so I had a really lovely weekend. I went to see a massive warplane. I suppose I didn't even think about calling it a warplane because I went along to have a look at it. It's the Vulcan. I don't know if you've heard of it. You might have done. It was at Southend. Really good. They do these days every so often, so you can pop in and have a look at the plane. But this plane, I don't believe. Okay, but be careful, just in case. I don't believe that it actually dropped any. Like a nuclear capacity. Well, it didn't drop anything nuclear, but it is so huge. It's preserving the XL-426 at London Southend Airport, and it's in live ground running condition, so it won't fly, but it's ground running. But this one was actually in the hangar, and I couldn't believe the size of the plane. Now, not normally somebody'd be interested in stuff of that nature. But it was really good. They had a brass band playing. They also had some models there. They had beautiful, some classic cars. Oh, do you know what? I look at cars today, and I've said this before. They are, it's like the new houses they build. Absolute rubbish, okay? New houses, rubbish. No architecture, nothing. They're all boxes. They're all too small. And it's like when you look at classic cars and the interiors and the design and the little, you know, walnut dash and all the... It's not plastic. It just all looks, you know... Some of these cars are beautiful. There was a TR7, a TR8 there. Do you remember? There's a car called a TR7, which kind of... It had flip-up lights. I think they turned a bit rusty, so you don't get many of them around there. But it was just nice to go. And also... I have to tell you this. I had a cup of coffee and it cost me £1.50. I know, I nearly fainted. I was like, I thought it was a mistake. I thought it was a mistake, because there you probably could have charged £3. We're used to paying like £3.50, aren't we, or £2, whatever. £3.50 for a cup of coffee, £1.50. And it was lovely coffee as well. I was delighted. That's what we want more of. £1.50 coffees. And then in the afternoon, I ended up back in Brentwood and I went to the Brentwood kitchen. And that was really nice. A really nice goat's cheese salad with walnuts. It's delicious. And some garlicky bread. Oh, it was lovely. Very healthy. I'm going to try and make it myself. I probably won't be able to do that much of a good job. And also, the cucumber was cut into ribbons or sliced in ribbons. I don't know if that makes a difference. It made a difference to me. It made it seem more, I don't know, enjoyable. Because I don't mind cucumber, but sometimes I go through a thing where I do buy cucumber and I'll chop it up and have it with a little bit of sea salt on it. And I don't know why. Maybe because I'm thirsty. It's probably to do with being thirsty, I would think. Anyway, I don't know. So, yeah, it was good. And, I put up a little video on TikTok, and I might put it on Facebook. And I said I went to see the Vulcan restoration, the XL426, where it was in Southend, in the hangar, and just having a look round. And I was walking underneath one of the wings, and I'm filming it just to show really the scale of it. And then I got a message, and I suppose this is the thing of putting stuff on social media, is that everyone's got an opinion. So somebody who's a friend, you know, not, I wouldn't say a friend, but they follow me on TikTok over in Germany, says, I can't agree with you liking or thinking that these planes are good, that you like them, blah, blah, blah. Right, this is the first one I've ever seen in my life, actually, to be fair. A warplane, basically. And, you know, because I was frightened in my youth of getting... And I thought, well, and I've written back and I said, actually, most countries do have, like, you know... Well, not most countries, actually. A lot of countries have nuclear deterrents. I said, because we have to have them. Nobody in their right mind, right? You're out there now. Nobody in their right minds are going to want to go to war. Nobody. Because it's the civilians. I mean, it's not... You know, you've got the army guys and girls that go out and, you know, do things for this country and... All, you know, power to them. And I tell you what, when I went, the other thing I have to say is when I went to Southend Airport, there was a lot of cadets there, and they were absolutely wonderful. As I was driving through, they went, if you'd like to park over there, it's up that way, ma'am. It's up that way, ma'am. And you know what? You know, sometimes when you walk past teenagers, I don't want to be horrible because there's loads of great teenagers about and you've got kids yourself. I don't have kids, but you've probably got kids yourself. And you know what it's like sometimes when they get in groups and they might be, you might feel a little bit conscious or you might think they're laughing. You know, you get that thing. I used to be on the bus laughing at adults. I mean, you know, I used to be the same. But all these kids, when you walk past them, and they are to me children because they're only, they're young. And young adults, you know. And I walked past and I went, morning. They went, morning, ma'am. I smiled. What? No. And then when I walked, you didn't get any like chat, nothing. Morning, ma'am. As you went past, it was, wonderful. I think possibly going into like the cadets and doing that sort of thing is probably really good for kids, especially for boys, learning like discipline and all that sort of, you know, camaraderie and working together. I think it's brilliant. But it was great. If you ever get a chance, it's the Vulcan Restoration Trust. You can find it online. It's at Southend Airport and they do open days now and again if you fancy popping over. It's just a nice little, it didn't stay there for long, probably about an hour. So it's not something you'd want to be at all day because there's not enough to do. But it was interesting. And so now I've been called out. I'll probably get some other people saying, well, you shouldn't be talking about it because it's a warplane. It's it will be carrying weapons. It can carry a nuclear weapon, as far as I'm aware. But I don't think we've not done that. We don't want to go down that road, do we? We don't want to go to war with anyone. Right, if you want to get in contact, you can do radio at phoenixfm.com. You can find me across socials at Eat My Brunch on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram and Twitter. Just look for Eat My Brunch on Michelle Ward and you will find me. Come and say hello in the chat room. Let me know your thoughts as well. And I have a question of the day, which I was so busy talking about my exciting weekend. And obviously I'll tell you about my new shoes that I bought as well. just in case you're interested. Oh, what a great show, Michelle. The question of the day is about shoes. What was the most uncomfortable shoes that you ever purchased? What was the event and what did they do to your feet? Here's Dua Lipa. This is Training Session.
To tell the difference. I'm not afraid to die. my dear, it's a little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on Bavarian time.
In the evening, she taught him to dance.
Loving that on the A-list. That is Barbara with Mine Fräulein. Before that, we had Fergal Sharkey with A Good Heart and Dua Lipa with Training Season. Season! I was about to say training session. It's training season, not season. I don't know where that accent came from. Just coming up to 10:21. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Here's Justin Timberlake with No Angels.
All we need is one moment. You got that something new, that sexy attitude. I never seen it quite like that. You fit that like, ooh, and I already knew by just one look at you. I'm gonna find out before the night's out. All the good girls, there's a play girl that I know every young could play. Know that when it gets like this, don't stop, it's your world. Go ahead and tug all your wings away. Know that when you push it like the throttle, pilot on auto. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor.
That's Justin Timberlake with No Angels. Now, just having a quick scan through the papers, I'm going to miss off that story with regards to Russia because that will be coming up in the news headlines. But, yeah, I don't really want to mention that on the show, to be honest. I want something cheerful and happy and funny. Victoria Beckham had a fantastic Spice Girls reunion. They all look amazing. Lovely to see them all there. Looking absolutely fine on her 50th birthday. Can you believe it, 50? Melissa McCarthy is defending her wonderful and inspiring friend, Meghan Markle, amid criticism of American Riviera Orchard, which is a new kind of thing where she's going to be selling stuff. And why shouldn't she? I mean, why shouldn't she? What do you want the woman to do? Just not to exist? I don't know. There's a lot of hate for Meghan, isn't there? There's a lot of hate for Meghan and Harry. I liked him, as I said, as a Fab Four with Catherine and William. They were fantastic. But that life, I don't know anybody who in their right mind would want to be a member of the royal family. And have to go out and smile and be nice to people all the time. God, it'd drive you up the wall. You can't have an off day. You can't put on an ounce of fat if you are actually a female in the royal family. In fact, most of the females that have been like, you know, say like Princess Diana or Catherine, look underweight. Because they everything they wear is like a clothes, you know, you can't be seen to have an inch of fat on you at all. You know that. It's terrible, isn't it? Can't have an off day with your hair. You know, if you wear a pair of jeans, it's like, oh, royal family's wearing jeans. It's a little bit daring. You know, all that. Oh, it's terrible. But she said she's a smart woman. Melissa McCarthy said Meghan Markle is a smart woman with her own life, which is incredibly threatening to other people. I think the first item she's come up with this American Riviera Orchard is jam. Yeah, a little bit of strawberry jam, which is, I think that's fine, don't you? I'd probably buy it. Might taste royal, I don't know. It might taste the best jam in the world. We'll see what other things she has to sell. Here is Zoe Goitier with featuring Kimbra, sorry, somebody that I used to know. I'll get that right one day.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember.
up every word she says.
Where I'm at, I'm up where I'm at.
I'm glad I put that jumper on. If you're coming out today, don't wear linen. It lures you into the false sense of security. We had that weekend, not last weekend, the weekend before, where we were all going, oh, summer's here, summer's here. We're all getting, oh, get the linen trousers out. I was like, oh, better get them ironed. Maybe not. I don't iron anything. I see you can get those little steam, handheld steam cleaners. I might get one of those. Anyway, I don't need any more expense. Today it's like, I always go, Alexa, what's the temperature today? I'm sorry if you've got an Alexa. And 10 degrees, 11 degrees. I was like, no, can't do that. I put on my big jumper. Which is really nice. It's like more like it could be a dress. If I wore it with tights, I think it would be a little bit too short. But I have to say, I went out on Saturday and I thought to myself, I really want to buy these trainers. I've been looking at them for ages. They're a certain brand and I thought maybe a little bit young for me. But then I thought, why am I saying that to myself? I can wear what I like. There's no rules and regulations, only what other people might think. And who cares about them? Just wear what you want. So I bought them in the end. They are very, very comfortable because these American kind of trainers, and you'll know that they do high tops in them, you know the brand. But they've done a really chunky pair. And normally they're because for me, when I've had them years ago, they're too flat. So if you put really flat sort of trainers or the sneakers, whatever you call them, they just do my back in. I can't wear them. But these are built up and they've got really bump, like thick soles on them. And they're very comfortable. I'm like, nope, that's it. So I wore those at the weekend. I wouldn't walk on any grass in them though, because that's how new they are. You know, avoid puddles. Won't wear them when it's, a bit muddy. Nope. Because they're my best ones. But I wore them today because I thought Natasha's coming in. I can show you Natasha will like them. And she'll be like, oh, I like your trainers. She better say that when she comes in. I should tell her. I'll say, look at my trainers and give me an opinion. but I like them. And I was thinking about all these shoes that I've had that have been so uncomfortable. Do you know what? I see some shoes and you look and you just think, I can't. You get into a thing, don't you, of looking and going, they're too flat. They've got too much of a heel. I can't walk in them. I can't walk in heels anyway. So I have to have flats and just things that are comfortable. That's it. That's how you know you're old, because you go, I want a pair of comfy shoes. I mean, years ago, probably when I was in, you know, my teens, I would have worn heels. And probably up until about, well, about 10 years ago, or worn wedges, but I can't even walk in them. And if I wear them, I'm one of those people, when I wear heels, I just look like I'm very uncomfortable and can't walk. I like comfy shoes. That's what I've gone to. Comfy shoes, elasticated jeans, and I'm a happy person.
Phoenix FM travel news.
You've got a bit of elastic in your jeans. It's the way to go. Let's look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Heading down the A102-3 to Wilson's Corner. Again, running pretty fine. No problems I can see at the moment, roadworks-wise. Let's have a little look. There were problems on the A128, but that's actually gone now. There were some roadworks there. That seems to have cleared up. Heading up to Wards Chelmsford on the A12. Still ongoing roadworks and road repairs. 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between 13 and 16. But as you go along, if you want to turn off for Chelmsford, just be aware that road might still be closed and you have to go up to Gallywood. It might be open by now, but it was when I travelled up there the other day. But it doesn't make any difference really to your journey. Just go on to the next next exit. Lane closed, an entry ramp due to long-term construction. M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28 of the A12. Expect delays down to one lane. That does affect the roundabout, but at the moment it is flowing nicely. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a nice clear run. Not too bad on the roads today. More traffic and travel in an hour.
Rock and roll, quotes from books that hit my soul, and sunny days where the clouds are still passing through. I could call you by your last name for my whole life. You can call me anything you like. Sweet like sugar, but I'm good for your health. We can take it all the way, we can keep it to ourselves. I'm so happy that you picked me, and I'm always gonna stay. Be a cherry, be a cherry, be a cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be your cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be your cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah.
to herself. I'm so happy that you picked me, and I'm always gonna stay. Be a cherry, be a cherry, be a cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry. I could be your cherry, baby. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry, yeah. C-H-E-R-R-Y, cherry.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Here is Amy Winehouse. Amy Baker, we spit it out. Oh dear, it's only Monday.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going either way? Just tell me, yeah. Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
You wanna put up a fight and make a problem here. I really don't have the time, that's when I disappear. If you got
my mind.
That is local singer-songwriter Amy Baker. Spit it out. You can check that track out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. And she is also up on the Phoenix FM webpage. And you can see the live performance she did in the studio, that track, her and Tommy, all the www.phoenixfm.com. And there's loads of other interviews there. Go and check it out from all over the weekend. From last week as well, there's 38 presenters or more on Phoenix FM, all putting out great content. And you can get a listen again.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, every Monday evening, you can get along to the Essex Arms Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, hosted by Kev Piggott from 8pm till 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10am. So if you're a singer that's been singing for years, you want to test out some new material, fine. If you've never sung before, it's a very friendly audience, so you can get up and do your first songs and get recorded as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I love local radio because it's radio.
I didn't
and it's local.
Think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die.
You cling to your
That is Ariana Grande, Can't We Be Friends. Coming up, let's have a look. We've got some more music. I've done everything. Have I done? Oh, yeah, I have. I thought I'd need to do the traffic and travel. I've already done it, haven't I? Don't need to do that again. No. Excellent. Excellent. I can't speak this week. Excellent. I just met my voice this morning. I'm pronouncing things all wrong. It may be because I'm a little bit... Am I tired? I don't think I am. I don't think I am. I'm just... maybe it's because I've had a biscuit. Probably because I've had a biscuit. I always bring biscuits in there, you know that. I bought some buttery shortbreads on Friday. Very tasty, they were too. And I had chicken. Oh, my! Oh, do you know what? Last night I had some chicken wings. I bought them in the farm shop and they were lovely. And I sat there and I tell you what, I thought I'm going to make another load of them. So I cooked them. And by the time they were finished, the food had actually managed to hit my stomach and I was full up. I thought, if you eat anything else, you're going to be sick. But you know, sometimes you think, oh, I can eat another load of that. It was so delicious. I'll have some more chicken wings. But it was the time that it took to get to my stomach that it changed my mind. Otherwise, I'd have been chomping on them. Oh, it was so tasty. And I put a little bit of barbecue sauce. And then afterwards, about an hour afterwards, I felt a bit sick because I'd overdone it. I'd spoilt myself. I hate that with food. You know what I'm like with food? I'm gannet. Here is Ed Rome. This is The Vendetta. The video is great. He's on the A-list on Phoenix FM. Again, a local independent music maker.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.